Good morning, and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth.
Okay, we are going to have Deuteronomy 20, verse 3 for our Do Not Fear scripture of the day. And it says this, He shall say, Hear, Israel, today you are going into battle against your enemies. Do not be faint-hearted or afraid. Do not panic or be terrified by them. He said that a lot, and I like it.
That's a good scripture.
It is.
On today's call, we're going to discuss what it takes to be a VIP. Have you ever been to an event where preferential treatment was given to VIPs? Have you ever been told you were in a section reserved for VIPs? Have you ever wished that you were a VIP? Well, child of God, we got a revelation for you on this beautiful day. You are a VIP.
That's right.
Let's deal with a basic definition of VIP. According to American Heritage Dictionary, the term VIP is an abbreviation for very important person and is defined as a person of great importance or influence. According to Psalm 112:9, in the New Living Translation, you are a person of influence.
That's right.
Scripture says, they share freely and give generously to those in need. Their good deeds will be remembered forever. They will have influence and honor. Wow. Scripture's clear. The way to have influence and honor is to be a giver. That makes you a VIP. However, we do have another definition of what being a VIP really means in God's Word. V, value. How do you see yourself? I, identity, who you are in Christ. P, purpose. Why are you here on planet Earth?
That's right. First, let's deal with what the scripture has to say about your value. And without question, you're valuable to God because he cared enough to send his only son to die for your sins, that you might have life and have it more abundantly. It says in John 10:10, I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. New Living Translation of John 10:10 says it this way, My purpose is to give them a rich and satisfying life. Our value is never established by is forever. Maybe I should, but let me put it two ways. One, your value is established because you were born. God would not have had allowed you to be born if you were not important. And the second thing is it's forever established by the fact that Jesus, let me put it this way. It's by the birth, crucifixion, death, and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. So you are well established. Philippians 3:8, New Living Translation says, Yes, everyone else is worthless when compared with the infinite value of... I need to start over. Yes, everything else is worthless when compared with the infinite value of knowing Jesus, Christ Jesus, my Lord. For his sake, I have discarded everything else, counting it as garbage, so that I could gain Christ.
Wow.
Go ahead.
Not only are you valuable to God, but he knows everything about you. Luke 12:7. But even the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear not, therefore, you are more value than many sparrows. If you want to increase your value to God, then walk in obedience to his word, ever seeking his divine direction for your life. Proverbs 10:20, Classic Amplified Bible. The tongues of those who are upright and right standing with God are as choice silver. The minds of those who are wicked and out of harmony with God are of little value. Wow. Even though you're valuable to God, it pays to continue to seek him because his promises are obtained by your faith, not by your need.
That's right.
As you honor his precepts, you really position yourself for greater protection and blessings. In Philippians 1:10, Classic Amplified. Scripture tells us the kind of life that God wants us to lead. Scripture says, so that you may surely learn to sense what is vital and approve and prize what is excellent and of real value, recognizing the highest and the best and distinguishing the moral differences, and that you may be untainted and pure and unerring and blameless. So with a heart sincere, certain and unsullied, you may approach the day of Christ, not stumbling nor causing others to stumble. Mm. Now we've established your value to God. It is nevertheless important to remember and realize you'll be held accountable on Judgment Day for your actions and reactions here on earth. 1 Corinthians 3:13, 3:13, New Living Translation. But on Judgment Day, fire will reveal what kind of work each builder has done. The fire will show if a person's work has any value.
Mm.
See, the fact that you are a person of value is established in heaven and on the earth, whether you realize it and walk in it or not.
Second, let's consider what the Word has to say about your identity, who you are in Christ. Romans 8:10, Classic Amplified Bible says, but if Christ lives in you, then although your natural body is dead by reason of sin and guilt, the Spirit is alive because of the righteousness that he imputes to you.
That's good.
In Romans 8:11, next verse, this in the Message Bible, it further clarifies your identity as a child of the Most High God. There are so many scriptures. This one says, when God lives and breathes in you, as he does, as surely as he did in Jesus, you are delivered from that dead life. With his Spirit living in you, your body will be as alive as Christ's.
Wow.
And in 1 Corinthians 1:26, the Message Bible, everything that we have, right thinking and right living, a clean slate and a fresh start, comes from God by way of Jesus Christ. And Matthew 5:48, Message Bible. In a word, what I'm saying is grow up, your kingdom subjects. Now live like it. Live out your God-created identity. Live generously and graciously toward others, the way God lives toward you. And there are so many more, but
yes,
we've got to stop.
Yes.
But are you seeing it, that you have a God-created identity? But lastly, what does the Word have to say about your purpose? Why are you here? What's your purpose on earth? Make no mistake about it. God has a purpose for every individual life. Ecclesiastes 3:1 says, to everything there is a season and a time, to every purpose under the heaven. If God's only purpose for saving us was to get us to heaven, then he'd just take us once we were saved. But if our only purpose for getting saved is going to heaven, then they would load up the bus and take us on up
to the highway to heaven.
There you go. Exodus 9:16 in the New Living Translation says, but I have spared you for a purpose, to show you my power and to spread my fame throughout the earth. We were saved to fulfill the Great Commission. We were saved to obey the words of Mark 16:15. 16:15 says, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. These signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover.
It's very important to fully understand God's purpose for our life. It's equally important that we see ourselves the way God sees us. Regardless of our occupation, he sees us doing the work of the ministry. Proverbs 1:3, New Living Translation. Their purpose is to teach people to live disciplined and successful lives, to have them do what is right, just, and fair. You will fulfill your destiny not because of your efforts, but God's desire, as promised in Psalm 57:2, New Living Translation. I cry out to the Most High God, who will fulfill his purpose for me. Wow. See, no matter what circumstances, situations, or problems you may be facing, they will not hinder God's purpose for your life. Proverbs 19:21, New Living Translation. You can make many plans, but the Lord's purpose will prevail. As we were writing this teaching, God revealed part of our purpose as expressed in Ephesians 6:22, New Living Translation. Scripture says, I have sent him to you for this very purpose, to let you know how we're doing and to encourage
you. You know, I think the scripture clearly points out that your VIP status is far more valuable than someone sitting in a reserved seat in an athletic event, or, you know, someone might receive the perks of being a celebrity. The point being a VIP in this world is, or being a VIP in God's world, that's an easy choice if we have it to make. So really and truly, you know, if you want to, you can make a difference and live that purpose and start it today.
And you can,
if you don't feel like you've done what you wanted to up to this point.
And you can even go to heraldhearing.com and search for the teaching, God Can Use Even You. It's a 2-minute video, and you need to share it with those you love. Actually, that's not true. You need to share it with everybody.
There you go.
God can use even you. Mm-hmm. Think about that.
Because, number one, you are a VIP, but this will help you to realize just how much of a VIP you are.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. Go to Harold Herring. I'm sorry.
I was going to say, have a fabulous Friday.
Amen.
But
go to haroldherring.com. Click the button that says, sow a seed. Just ask God what seed to have you sow. Do what he says. That's all we're ever asked.
That's it.
And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts from the Word of God.
We love you. We appreciate you. Bye-bye.